Well, we're obviously pleased with the performance of a number of our guys. You know, we were concerned going into the game about their explosive capabilities. You know, one of the major points of emphasis was to try to eliminate the big play because we'd seen in three of their five games that we really worked on, they'd put up big yardage. They were just coming off a 540-yard game against Carolina. And with guys like Baldwin, Lockett, Graham, and then Russell Wilson's ability to scramble around and create plays. And he created some things last night. You could see that, you know, he's one of those guys that you got to be careful because he can throw the ball on the move so well. And I think he only ended up with 19 yards rushing. You know, we had a guy assigned to him a number of times, you know, with a spy technique. You know, they're really there. Probably their best drive was the opening drive of the game. You know, they moved the ball consistently down the field, and it was a good drive. You know, they, you know, mixed the run and pass, and I thought our guys did a nice job of making a third and one stop. You know, we had two key plays back-to-back where they ran Lockett on the fly sweep, and Ha made a nice play over on the sideline, and then we came back, and Jay Rohn and Jake, you know, made a good stop on that third and one, which held them to a field goal. So I thought that was one of the keys. And, you know, from that point on, and we, you know, the first half, you know, we picked up momentum. You know, we forced three punts and we had two interceptions. And so, you know, we go in the locker room 21-3 at halftime. And so I liked the way the guys came back out and started the second half, you know, with the interceptions. You know, we had a number of players that, you know, we were asking them to do a few new things. You saw Morgan Burnett played a lot more down in the box than what he has played. You know, the idea there was to try to get a matchup guy because, you know, of Graham's ability to go vertical. You know, Morgan had a real nice play on his interception, you know, where he was covering Graham man-to-man. Thought he did a nice job, you know, playing the run. Up in there, you know, with Clay's health situation, we were going to try to limit him to try to get him through the game to where he didn't have any setbacks, and I think that was the case. So, you know, hopefully he'll continue to be healthier, you know, this week. Dayton, Julius, you saw Jay Rohn play more. Jay Rohn had a nice sack, so he, you know, he made a few good plays for us. So. Overall, the fact that it was a field position game, you know, and we were able to create a number of field positions for the offense, which I think they turned into 24 points where they got the ball in good field positions, and it's one of the keys to the game. So, you know, anytime you go in and you're playing a team like Seattle, we've got a lot of respect for them and had some real good battles with them. And you can never relax because, as we well know, we've been up on them before, all right, and relinquished that. But I thought the guys, you know, finished the game off well last night.
Yeah, I guess historically, especially after last night, been able to get Russell Wilson to make more mistakes than he's accustomed to making. Why do you think he matched up so well against him?
Well, he's a dynamic player, you know, because of his athletic ability, his savvy, throws the ball so well on the move, you know, so. One of the things that, you know, it's a combination of rush and coverage. You know, when you're rushing four and there's normally a seam in there, he finds that seam and he can step up into it. And then they do a lot of things that give him the ability to get out on the perimeter, and he makes a lot of plays by extending plays. You know, we're familiar with that because Aaron does such a good job of that. So obviously you're playing a guy like that, you try to keep him in the pocket as much as you can, and you try to have a guy coming in his face, you know, maybe at the second level. And then the coverage element, okay, we just have to mix up the coverage because, you know, when he's moving outside, he can throw the ball back across his body.
Yeah. We saw you use Morgan, you know, up there in training camp. And, you know, I guess what did you think – why did you think a 208 or 9-pound guy could play basically as a linebacker, I guess?
Well, Morgan's an instinctive guy, and he's a guy that he's one of the most coachable guys that I've been around. You know, he's going to really work at it. He's going to attempt to do things exactly the way you ask him to do them. You know, And he's a guy that's been around here that can handle those things. You know, so he's proven to us that he can handle that. And, you know, we've asked a lot of him here this year, you know, with all the moving parts that we've had, you know, on defense. So, but we felt this game, because of Russell Wilson's speed, because of Jimmy Graham's ability to stretch and be a matchup issue, that this was a good time to do it. And Morgan responded and played really an outstanding game.
It's just semantics, but when Morgan is playing that linebacker, do you call that a dime or is that a nickel?
We call it whip. Yeah. So that's the whip position.
Don, did you have to sort of back off that when you started having all the injuries in the secondary? Is that why you really haven't been able to play it till now?
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes you don't have as much flexibility, you know, and you've got to, when you have a lot of new people and all that, you kind of have to, you know, limit what you're doing, because, again, you can lose a game in one, two, or three plays, and you know, so you, yes, when you're putting a lot of people in new spots, all right, you back off of it. We didn't feel that way last night. I think we were probably about 50-50 on pressure and coverage last night.
With Morgan in the box, just how important was your ability to play run defense at least a decent level so that they couldn't run you out of that?
Well, that's always important. You know, I think that kind of sets the tone. You know, we felt like, you know, that was the number one thing, because and I will say this, all right, when you looked at our third down, you know, our possession downs, I think they converted six. Five of those were third and two, third and two, third and two, third and two, third and one, you know, so there was only one conversion, and that was the last conversion. It was third and nine. And, you know, part of our goal was to try to keep people in third and longs. We only had one third and long. And I think it was third and 18, and they got 15 yards, and then they went for it on fourth down, and you know, we made a play on fourth down. So you're always concerned about that if it's a team that can run the ball and they can keep those third downs to third and two, three, because, you know, they did a good job picking those up.
Seen, you know, we look at Demaryius, how those two guys have sort of settled in all of these last 3 weeks to be able to get back into
rhythm things. Yeah, well, you know, D had been out for a while, so D's just kind of working his way back in. You saw him make two very nice plays. I thought Quentin played one of his best games, and, you know, he was playing inside. You know, we've had to use him outside just out of necessity, but. Yeah, just hopefully we can keep those guys moving forward, because I thought both of them played well last night.
What do you think of Christian Ringo's running start better?
Well, I'd like to tell you that was part of the game plan, but, you know, we put our dime defense out there, and Christian thought he was going to come out all right, and by the time he got over the sideline, we only had 10 people and everybody's yelling, so he got a running start on that guard. So he probably would like to rush like that all the time. You know, he might come in and request that, where he can get that 20-yard start, okay, to run at the guard, because he knocked him back into the quarterback, I'll say that.
It worked pretty well, right?
So, yeah, we might have to try to put that in.
What does a game like J-Roan had for you yesterday do for your confidence to give him more opportunities? I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, but he feels a little bit like Desmond Bishop did in this defense. Like, you knew he had some playmaking ability, but he really had to prove himself and then had to have an injury to Barnett to get him more opportunity. Is there a parallel there, and how do you view that kind of prove yourself to me?
You know, that's kind of the nature of our game, okay? It's about opportunities, and when you get your chance, okay, then you got to take advantage of them. Obviously, we've got pretty good depth at that position. We've had a number of injuries, you know, Nick being out, you know, with Clay, okay, wanting to limit his reps to certain situations. And with Fackrell being out, J-Roan, okay, you know, got more reps, and he responded. You know, you saw him, he made, you know, the third and one stop, he and Jake, okay, down there, which was one of the key plays, you know, to get us started off where they were down there in the low red zone, and then the nice rush, okay, on the sack. There were a couple other plays that, you know, where they threw screens, and I thought he did a really good job of planting his foot and coming out of the stack and pursuing, making a play downfield. So I've always felt that, you know, J-Roan has playmaking ability. Okay? It's just a matter of the number of guys you have and how they fit in and that type of thing. So, but we always tell tell guys that, you know, you want more play time, okay? You take advantage of the opportunities you get. I thought he did a nice job last night.
One more, please. No,
Wes asked you. Your defense is going to put 30 or 43 points left, or, well, it's 34 points last 3 weeks. If you get 43 against Washington, what's been the difference there? Is it just the corners being – obviously, you can't play defense if you don't have corners. Is it that they've kind of settled in there, do you think, or is there something more to
– The thing we always talk about, and I believe this in this league, all right, that if you don't give up big plays that were hard, you know, will be hard to score against. And, you know, but if you give up yardage in big chunks, which you go back to the Washington game, all right, we had a lot of big chunk yardage there. You know, I mean, I think back to that game that you know, we're sitting there, what'd we say, with a little over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, all right, and played pretty well. And from that point on, okay, it was, you know, they hit some big plays, and three or four big plays after that that ended up the game got out of hand. So you've got to make people work. Yeah, when you look at the game yesterday, the biggest play we gave up was the 31-yarder there in the two-minute drill at the end of the half where Russell Wilson did like we'd seen him do, okay, where he scrambled outside the pocket so he had bought time, all right, to hit the ball out in the hole against a two-deep coverage. Other than that, I think we had a 21-yarder and a 15-yard run. So when people have to move the ball down the field, it's, you know, normally something happens. We had a lot of good things happen. You know, you guys, we've talked about the turnovers, you know, all year that we haven't been creating the turnovers. And this was one of those games where, you know, they all came in one game.
Are they going to really have a Division III championship game without Mount Union?
You know, I haven't had a chance to follow it much, but somebody did tell me that they got beat this. They got beat. So I guess Whitewater's already gotten beat there, too. So.
Diet Coke.
Right, I know. So we're both sitting on the sidelines this year.